Now, this Saturday, there's going to be a charity magazine launch at Story House. The magazine is called Max Mag. And we're going to find out more about it now with the co-founder and editor. That's Ross. Morning, Ross.
Morning, Gavin.
Morning. Great to have you on. Great to find out more about this.
No, thanks for asking. Thank you.
Not at all. Now, Max Mag, we said it's going to launch at Story House on Saturday. Before we find out more about the magazine, let's find out about the man who inspired it, who is sadly no longer with us, Mac. What can you tell us about Mac? Bit of a local character, I believe.
That's a good description of him. Yeah, Mac was, his full name is Trevor McCormack, and he was, I met him, when he came to Food Bank. He's lived in Chester since 1999, came from Dublin originally.
Mm.
And, he told me that, he wrote poetry, and I had to sort of look at bits, scraps of paper and things. And somehow or another, we got to the point where in September 2019, we actually published a short anthology of his poetry. And the book was really quite, transformational for Mac. It gave him a lot of, boosted his confidence, boosted his self-esteem. And that's when we decided that we want to, between us then, we said, well, what are we going to do now? what happens next? And we came up with this idea of a magazine. And the magazine, so that the magazine could provide, other people with opportunities to publish work that they wanted to put out there. So that's where it started, and that's how I got involved with Mac, who was, a very, erudite and lovely guy with a tremendous sense of humour, and, I still miss him, but he died 2 years ago this weekend, which is why we're launching, it's a significant anniversary.
So launching the magazine on Saturday ties in well, and we'll keep his name alive. With his name being included in the title of the magazine, Max Mag. I was going to ask you the purpose of the magazine, but I'm guessing from what you've said, it's about giving people the opportunity to write something and have it published and gain a wider audience.
That's one of the things. I mean, the magazine has a number of purposes, really. One was to inform general public, any of us out there who don't know about organisations that offer support to people. There's a lot of organisations out there offering wonderful support to people who are vulnerable, and hopefully, and also people, it may actually change some people's perceptions about the people who need support. You know, we often ignore these people, and write to be a platform for them to publish stuff. But and the premise of that really was that what we believed in, or what I've always believed this, and I think it's very important, it's kind of idea that if you accomplish something, it builds your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and that's what's lacking in a lot of the individuals. So, yeah, the book was transformational. We used to, and Mac wanted other people to have that same sort of transformation. Mac changed dramatically after the book. He became a much more confident person. He started to look to the future. Unfortunately, he left it too late in terms of his health, and he passed away in March 2020.
He had quite an experience with homelessness, didn't he?
He'd had patches of homelessness and all of the rest of it that went with it, you know. But, he'd had loneliness, despair, and all the rest of it. And it was just starting to get his. I say I met him at the food bank. In fact, I met him, did meet him there. And as the food bank, which used to be at the Wesley Church, was a wonderful organisation, because not only did they get out food, they supported people in much broader terms than that.
Hmm.
And that's, they were looking to develop people's skills. And Mac had the skill as a poet, and he used it, developed his book, and he also encouraged other people to use their skills. And what he wanted was, the magazine was always going to be, this is it, this is an opportunity for other people to offer them.
Now, I never met him, but from what you said, you started a conversation with him at a food bank and stayed friends. He must have had, quite a magnetic personality and a lot to say.
He definitely had a magnet. I was talking to someone yesterday who knew him, and they said, you know, they never came away from talking to Mac without feeling that they'd met, that they'd been treated something quite profound. He was a larger than life character, and just after he died, I was chatting to a young guy who was begging on the street, and this guy knew Mac. I don't think Mac would have been flattered by the description of the old Irish guy with the glasses, but he certainly had that. He had a lot of charisma, a lot of charm, and as I say, and a highly articulate and very deep thinking person as well.
And just fell on hard times, and you know what, it's only by the grace of God that each of us aren't in this, that situation ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It really is.
One of the things we learnt, some of the people we met through Eat Cookie who came through, who never thought they would be there. Mm. I mean, that number of times you'd hear people say, I never thought I'd have to do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So what's happening at the launch at Story House on Saturday? When is it and how will it be launched?
Right, well it's 2:30 in the Garrett Theatre at the Story House. It's been launched by, I've put together a programme which is, got some poetry in it, Max poetry and some poetry from other people as well. One of the great things has been actually getting in contact with other people through this. So we start off with a little bit with some music, we've got some poetry, we've got some storytelling, we've got some drama from a group from Cafe 71. If people don't know Cafe 71, it's a crisis centre in Chester, which is a fantastic organisation. Mm. And they put together a piece of drama based around one of Max's poems. We've got some, as I said, we've got some storytelling, and we've got some dance from the Fallen Angels dance group, which is the resident group at the Story House. Fallen Angels are an organisation that supports vulnerable people. All the performers and the people and Paul, who runs it, is himself on a recovery journey, and they use dance to enhance the self-esteem of individuals.
In the way Mac presumably used poetry to help himself feel better about his situation.
Exactly so.
So do we just turn up on Saturday?
You could do, but you might get turned away. You can.
Right, okay. Tell us what we need to do.
You need to, very simple. You go onto the Story House website, you'll find there's a link there for booking tickets. Don't be put off by the fact that they ask you to pay by card, because the tickets are free. It says pay by card, you click on that, they don't take any card details because obviously the tickets are free.
Got you.
But the Story House like to know how many people are coming to their events, so they'd like to book through that. And that's all they have to do. They can pick up, you can also pick up a paper copy of the magazine from the Share Shop. The Share Shop's been very, very supportive of this project throughout. And so you could pick up a paper copy there too.
Okay. And how often will the magazine be coming out? I'm asking you as the editor. Don't overcommit yourself here.
I'm certainly not overcommitting myself. My wife will kill me if I overcommit myself, I can assure you. No, it's I'm looking at the next one to come out probably in the autumn.
Right. And twice yearly, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
The next one will be almost exclusively simply contributions from people. Because now we've got the online platform. The online platform can also be used, of course, we can put video on it, we can put music on it. So people want to, people record a bit of drama and they want other people to see it, or they record some dance, or they record some music. They can put it through there. So and I'll be the person who decides what goes when. But
as the editor, of course. So, as well as being available in paper form from the Share Shop, it obviously, I suppose, it's going to be mainly accessed online with the age that we live in these days.
It is.
How can we find it online?
I think that's simple enough too. At the moment, the one place you'll find it is on the Share Shop website, and I'm hoping to get it onto other organisations' websites. That's something I'm working on that as we speak.
Right, well, I best let you go and continue working on it then. Great that Max Memory is going to be alive for a long time through this magazine, Max Mag. So 2:30, the Garrett Theatre Story House this Saturday is the launch, and we can find the magazine at the Share Shop website. Or go in and buy an old-fashioned paper copy and sit and read it on the loo.
You don't have to buy it, it's free.
Even better. Fantastic. Thanks for telling us about it, Russ.
Well, thank you for your time, Gavin.
And all the best for the launch event on Saturday.